Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Na Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Survival of the Sickest, The Surprising Connections Between Disease and Longevity, Dr. Sharon Molam delves into the fascinating world of evolutionary medicine to unravel how certain diseases that are seen as harmful in the modern world may have historically granted our ancestors a survival advantage. Through engaging narratives and rigorous scientific exploration, Molam proposes that these diseases, including hemochromatosis, diabetes, and sickle cell anemia, are not merely biological misfortunes, but rather adaptations that enabled humans to thrive in diverse environments. This groundbreaking book challenges conventional wisdom and invites readers to look at the human body's vulnerabilities in a radically new light, suggesting that what makes us susceptible in one context might have made us resilient in another. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of iron in disease and survival. Dr. Molam begins with a deep dive into hemochromatosis, a condition that causes the body to absorb too much iron from the diet. He eloquently explains the double-edged sword nature of iron. It is both vital for biological processes, such as oxygen transport, and a catalyst for oxidative damage. In areas where the plague was rampant, individuals with hemochromatosis were likely to survive due to the bacteria's dependence on iron. Molam suggests that what we now recognize as a potentially deadly genetic disorder was once an evolutionary advantage, offering a captivating example of how diseases can play a role in human survival. Secondly, the evolutionary advantage of diabetes. Molam introduces a counterintuitive perspective on diabetes, particularly type 2, proposing that its origins may lie in an ancient survival mechanism. He proposes that insulin resistance was an adaptation to survive famine by efficiently storing fat from scarce food supplies. This segment elucidates the complex interplay between diet, lifestyle, and genetic predisposition, highlighting how modern sedentary lifestyles and abundant high-calorie foods have turned what was once an advantage into a widespread health crisis. The explanation bridges evolutionary biology with contemporary health challenges, offering readers a novel lens through which to view the diabetes. Thirdly, sickle cell anemia, a survival mechanism against malaria. Molam tackles sickle cell anemia, a genetic disorder characterized by misshapen red blood cells, by revealing its evolutionary underpinnings. He explains that carriers of the sickle cell trait, who inherit just one copy of the gene, have a significant resistance to malaria, a deadly disease prevalent in parts of Africa. This segment illustrates the concept of heterozygote, advantage in evolution, where having two different versions of a gene offers survival benefits. Molam's discussion underscores the intricacies of genetic inheritance and its role in human adaptation, highlighting how devastating diseases can have hidden advantages. Fourthly, the link between famine response and modern diseases. Molam explores the genetic legacies of past famines, suggesting that genes selected during these periods for their survival advantages now predispose individuals to obesity, diabetes, and other metabolic disorders in the context of caloric abundance. This thought-provoking chapter broadens the conversation about the obesity epidemic by considering the historical context of human nutrition and survival. It offers a nuanced understanding of how our ancestors' struggles for sustenance have shaped modern health outcomes, promoting a broader appreciation for the complex relationship between genetics, environment, and disease. Lastly, the adaptation to ultraviolet radiation and skin color. In a fascinating exploration of human adaptation to diverse climates, Molam discusses the role of skin color and its evolution as a response to ultraviolet UV radiation exposure. He delves into the genetic basis of melanin production and its crucial role in protecting against UV damage and facilitating vitamin D synthesis. This discussion illuminates how human populations have evolved distinct skin colors based on geographic location and UV exposure levels, emphasizing the interplay between genetics, environment, and survival. Through this lens, Molam invites readers to appreciate the beauty and complexity of human adaptation and its implications for understanding health and disease in diverse populations. In conclusion, Survival of the Sickest is more than just a book. It's an invitation to view the human body and its diseases through the lens of evolution and survival. Dr. Sharon Molam provides compelling arguments and scientific evidence that challenge the conventional perception of diseases solely as detriments to health. Instead, he posits that many of the conditions modern medicine battles might once have been beneficial adaptations. This book is a must-read for anyone interested in genetics, evolution, or medicine, offering profound insights into how our bodies have been shaped by the demands of survival. It encourages readers to think differently about health and disease, emphasizing the importance of understanding our evolutionary past to address contemporary health challenges effectively. Whether you're a health professional, a student, or simply a curious mind, Survival of the Sickest will enrich your understanding of the human body and its resilience, making it a valuable addition to anyone's reading list. If you would like to support Sharon Molem, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.